This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Max knows how to spin it. Little Motown Monday action. Yeah, that's about probably the only thing that we didn't get last night was one of those Philly specials like we got in the first Super Bowl.
We still hit the over 2.5 players to throw a pass, though. Thank you, Kenny Pickett.
Attaboy. Grew up a Philadelphia Eagle fan.
Pretty crazy.
I mean, got to play a little bit down the stretch, too.
Yeah,
including, obviously, here in Washington. So, before we go back to the calls, I mentioned, I forgot how I mentioned it, that the Chiefs were blown out by the Eagles. They were clearly dominated the best team. Everybody looks at the score of the NFC Championship game and goes, oh, well, the Eagles just blew out the Commanders, dominated them, destroyed them.
Commanders scored more points.
They did. They did. The other difference between last night and the Commanders' loss in Philadelphia, and again, make no mistake about it, nobody is trying to take away credit from the Eagles. They were the clearly better team.
Far and away.
In both games. Okay? The other thing, as we said 2 weeks ago today, 2 weeks ago today when we returned from Philadelphia, is, hey, man, there were several times in that game where that was a one-score game, including the turn for the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Okay? If Austin Ekeler does not fumble that ball on a reception, getting back up, then gets it punched out, I think, by Zach Bond, if memory serves me correct. I
believe that's right.
And they lose the ball, and then go, and then Philly goes down and gets in a position to score, and then that wacky Frankie Louvu over the top rope, you know, Jonathan Allen kind of, we're going to award points to the opposite, whatever. If that doesn't happen there, right, the Commanders, and we said it 2 weeks ago, the Commanders probably at midfield at that point with a first down probably score 3 points there at least. Maybe six, maybe seven, maybe eight, and they're within a score. They were down 11. I think it was 34-23 at that point. If they score on that drive, again, as they turn from the third quarter to the fourth quarter, they are within, and maybe in some ways as good as, down only by three of the Eagles. The only time that the game last night was competitive, the only time, quite honestly, was on the first drive for each team. That was it. I mean, if you want to say, well, of course it's still competitive at 7-0, yes, okay. But again, I opened up the show saying, really, on that first three drives, including the 7-0 drive, and every, you know, a lot of people were upset about the penalty, and then the John Dotson play, and the tush push, and the big catch by Goddard for 20 yards, and so on and so forth. And the Eagles kicking Mahomes and the Kansas City. Like, to me, I felt there was separation that early, even though the score may have not indicated. Now, you can make an argument that in the NFC Championship game, there was separation throughout as well. And you're right, at times there were. But there was separation because the Commanders fumbled a kickoff return. Not a normal thing, right? There was the Diami Brown fumble on the second series of the game at the Washington 40-ish, which immediately leads to a second Eagles touchdown, right? So you could, again, say, well, there was separation from the start, but I would argue that by what the Commanders did on the first series of the game, 17 plays, yes, they only got a field goal. Then they got back into it on the Terry slant touchdown and run. Then they had a chance down with a 1:45 left to go in the half, getting the ball back to put some points on the board, only down 20-12. I think that game was closer, certainly, than the final score ultimately became, but really closer than at any other point that I felt that last night's Super Bowl was. So if that's our measuring stick, it's easy to conclude this, right? That if the Washington Commanders had won in Philadelphia and played the Kansas City Chiefs, they would have won the Super Bowl!
Give them the Lombardi right now. I'm just spitballing here.
Send we would have had a parade right outside of Half Street later on this week while everybody's being ordered to return back to the Navy Yard to create more chaos and situations. So much so that they had heavy traffic alert on the digital boards on the way in this morning. I didn't have any traffic, thank goodness. But the point being is, like, can we draw that conclusion that because Washington, even though the final score was not indicative of how close that game was at times, the NFC Championship game, can we draw the definitive conclusion that Washington would have A, beaten the Kansas City Chiefs if they would have played them, and B, can we make the definitive conclusion or assumption that Washington is not that far off from Philadelphia, which won the whole damn thing? How do we process that? Again, for me, I would say this. Just because if they would have beaten Philadelphia and taken on Kansas City, I don't think Washington would have blown out Kansas City. I think Washington could have won, but I think it would have, in all likelihood, come down to the mid-fourth quarter, if not a late possession one way or the other. I think there's enough separation between Philadelphia and Washington for me to feel in my heart that Washington could have won, not would have won, could have won, but it would not have been a blowout. It would not have been like the Cleveland Browns regular season game, or the Carolina Panthers regular season game, or the Tennessee Titans regular season game. It would have been back and forth. But I do feel pretty good in saying, and I felt all along, that the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, this is why I don't want to say it was easy for me, but this, like all last week, I picked the Eagles, thought the Eagles would win outright. We talked about how, you know, okay, the Chiefs have the better head coach, we thought, the better quarterback, we thought, the better place kicker, we thought, and all three of those turned out to be, quite honestly, mismatches in favor of the Philadelphia Eagles last night. Okay? But, like, I do feel the Commanders are closer to the Eagles than what the final score of the NFC Championship game was, then even than what the Chiefs were last night. And who knows, if they play that game 10 times over, maybe it's not as one-sided in favor of the Eagles. I don't know. But they only play it once. That's all I've got. And while a blowout surprised me, and I think surprised everyone, I don't think anybody picked Philadelphia in a blowout, maybe we shouldn't have been so surprised.
It was going to go one of two ways, and it was either going to be an Eagles blowout or a Chiefs like win at the buzzer. Is at least like how...
Well, what was the scenario you saw for an Eagles blowout? Because I didn't see that one. I thought the Eagles would win. I did not see blowout.
I honestly thought Saquon Barkley was going to do a lot more than he did, and he still put up like 90-some yards.
Yeah. Saquon had one of the quietest games he's ever going to have, and they still got annihilated.
Yeah. But that front four, man, is terrifying.
Yeah.
They put the Chiefs O-line in a blender. Oh. It was ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't rush. I don't think they blitzed once during the entire game.
Saquon, by the way, we got to go through my gambling stuff.
Yes,
but Saquon had not almost as many, but not that far off in terms of receptions, receiving yardage, from his rushing yardage. I mean, he went combined for 97 combined total yards.
That's his under,
but
by the
40
way.
40 as a receiver, right? So, and I had him at, I think, at over 25, I want to say,
ooh,
for an alternate receiving yard prop that I won a little bit of cash on. But anyway, ultimately, like, the Eagles clearly were better than the Commanders, clearly were better than the Chiefs. But does that mean that the Commanders, quite honestly, were the second best team in the NFL ultimately this season? Were they better than the Kansas City Chiefs? Were they better than the Buffalo Bills?
I'm not going to say no.
Right? I mean, you can't definitively say no. That's something for you guys to consider. 301-230-0980. Clearly, we know they were not better than the Eagles. How far away from the Eagles is the question? Now, I do think, even though they won in the regular season, and even though on paper, I don't think like, oh my God, they are just in another world. Listen, we knew in all three matchups all year long, we knew that the Philadelphia Eagles were the more talented and deeper and better put together team. They're in year fill in the blank, whatever it is. I mean, Howie Roseman's been around forever. Howie Roseman was fired for stupid Chip Kelly. Not fired. He was kind of demoted. I mean, that's how long Howie Roseman's been around in Philadelphia. Now, obviously, a lot of these players are not from that era, okay? But Howie Roseman then regained, just kind of like when Vinny Serrato regained position and power here, right, after Marty Schottenheimer was let go. Vinny Serrato came back. Well, the difference is Howie Roseman is really, 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 really good at what he does. And he rebuilt the Eagles into that championship team with Nick Foles, obviously winning it as a backup quarterback in the Philly special, and that great defense, right? And their first Super Bowl in this era. And that was with Doug Peterson. And then he goes and he fires Doug Peterson a couple of years later. And they trade away Carson Wentz after giving Carson Wentz the big contract, which was a mistake. And then they ultimately get back on the horse. They retool. They have the great year 2 years ago. Lands them just shy of winning the Super Bowl. Then they collapse last year after a 10-1 start. And then they get right back on the Clydesdale and ride it home last night. Clearly, the Philadelphia Eagles are better than the Commanders as an organization, top to bottom, right, in terms of the roster and all that stuff. But they should be. The question is how close are the two? Now that you've seen the Super Bowl, you've seen three matchups, including the NFC Championship game, I would say if the Eagles are a 9.5 out of 10, right, just using the 1 to 10 scale, the Eagles 9.5, nobody's perfect. I would say the Commanders are probably because of mostly because of Jaden Daniels, they're probably an 8. That doesn't mean their entire roster is an 8. Okay, as a matter of fact, their entire roster is probably about
6.
A 6. That's a good number.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, again, that's not an insult. If Jaden is a 9.8
yeah.
on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe a 10, okay, and the rest of their roster is a 6, maybe you want to be kind and say 6.5. They're probably about an 8. And the Eagles are probably a 9.5. Maybe yeah. they're a little bit lower than that. Kind of depends on how you grade things. I think there's a healthy separation between the Eagles and the Commanders. I think that showed in all three meetings because I think the one matchup that the Commanders beat was a little bit fluky. You don't normally turn the ball over 6 times, have as many coverage busts as the Eagles had that day, and still and have as many leads as the Eagles had that day when they had them. Remember, with 3 minutes left to go in that game in Landover, Jaden throws a bad pick on his half of the field over the middle of the field. But I would say if I was grading on a scale of 1 to 10, comparing the Eagles and the Commanders, I would say the Eagles were about a 9.5, right? I think that's fair. And I would say the Commanders were about an 8. I mean, you can make an argument one way, 7.5, 8.5, 8.25, whatever. I mean, but I think that's fair. And I think that's reasonable, and I think that's expected. And I would be very surprised. I'm sure I'll get a bunch of hate tweets. I'd be very surprised if anybody like really has a strong disagreement with that. But I'd love to hear from you and your reasoning. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And I think, oh, by the way, I'll just say it. I think the Commanders are a better overall football team than the Kansas City Chiefs right now. The Chiefs are slow. The Chiefs have the great Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce ain't great anymore, boys and girls.
He looked old last night.
He has looked old all year.
Yeah.
Their offensive line, not very good.
No, turnstiles.
I mean, Joe Tooney's a good guard, not a good tackle. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is also what happens when you have to pay Patrick Mahomes,
yep.
and he's got a reasonable deal, and Chris Jones, right? And I mean, you lose guys. You lose L'Jarius Sneed. You lose Gay, their linebacker from last year. You lose Nick Allegretti. Think about this. If Nick Allegretti, instead of who was it that was playing left guard last night?
Oh, God.
What was his name? My gosh, I got to look it up. I'll look it up during the break. We'll get out to your calls. I think, honestly, side by side, pound for pound, the Commanders may not win by a knockout. They may win by a technical decision. But I think right now the Commanders might be better than the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's easy to say after last night. But remember, both teams got blown out by the Eagles. So it's not like I'm judging one over the other in an unfair circumstance. They both got blown out by the Eagles, ultimately. But there's more than just that as our data point. 221, Team 980, chomp on that. 301-230-0980. We'll get to your calls in just a flash on the Team 980, always live and free and on demand on the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
All right, so Sheldon Witherspoon comes up with a really good tweet that I should have probably broke down in more honesty. I was trying to like build the argument more than get into the nitty-gritty of the argument. When we asked if the Commanders were better than the Chiefs, based on how both teams lost their championship game, Super Bowl, what have you, last game to the Eagles. And I said, hey, you know, look, I think Commanders right now might be better. That was based on, obviously, yes, their offense is more electric, one. I think we've seen a gradual decay of the Kansas City Chiefs in terms of their electricity, if you will, on offense. At times it was there, but again, Kelce being a step slower and a year older. It just all year long, outside really two games, the Houston playoff game and I think Christmas Day in Pittsburgh, Kelce was kind of pedestrian. Maybe there was another good game somewhere along the way that I'm forgetting about, but kind of pedestrian. Xavier Worthy was at times explosive, but not what you would say right now is like, oh, wow. DeAndre Hopkins initially had made a big impact, did score a garbage time touchdown last night, but a lot of between. And he dropped that one pass last night in the right flat right before halftime that may have given the Kansas City Chiefs a spark going into the break. Isaiah Pacheco never really regained his footing, splitting time with Kareem Hunt, mostly Kareem Hunt. Samaje Perine. It's Samaje Perine, man. Jay Gruden. I forgot to coordinate with Jay. I don't know if he's coming on today. I got to check. But the point being is, look, clearly on offense, because of Terry, and Kansas City doesn't have a Terry, then you can make an argument that at this point, Zach Ertz is better than Kelce. And you can make an argument that the combination, the tag team of Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Eckler and a little Jeremy McNichols is probably better than Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, and Samaje Perine. The offensive line on Kansas City is really good in the interior, not good on the exterior on either side. And we saw that last night, and that hurt the interior. But defense, and this is what Sheldon wrote, the team offensively is better than Kansas City, which we just went through. However, they play better team defense, as evidenced by how Barkley didn't run wild. We're not there yet. That's a good point. They did a good job stringing out Barkley. Barkley got to the edge a couple of times, a few times last night, could not turn the corner. That's a really good point by Sheldon. I should have included that in my opening soliloquy here. But that's a really good point. And I would say on the back end, Kansas City is not as good as they used to be. McDuffie having lost L'Jarius Sneed, and that was what I was worried about. But they're still probably and arguably better from top to bottom on defense. And then, again, it kind of probably comes down to special teams, and they have a kicker that I trust. So, maybe it's the slightest of edges that I would give, and I would probably say it's the slightest of edges that I would give the Washington, and a bunch of that is, again, how special Jaden Daniels is, but also how special Terry McLaurin has become once again. Because Terry wasn't special for about a four-year period with pedestrians at quarterback. Terry became special again this year. Now we'll see what the team looks like, obviously, when we get through free agency, because they could very well lose several key components of that. Let's squeeze in a call here. Andre in Manassas, been waiting on hold forever. Andre, sorry about that. How are you, pal?
No, not to share them with you. So fingers crossed.
What is Andre listening to? Andre? Oh, now I heard the lady dip away. Andre, can you hear me?
I put him back on hold.
Oh, he put him back on hold. All right. Tell you what. Why don't we do the trending alert? Then we will get back to the calls. And I'll shut up and let you guys do some talking, okay? Let's do the trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right. Good to have you with us as we are more than halfway home on this post-Super Bowl Monday, talking obviously all things Super Bowl. And how far truly are the Commanders away, not only from the Eagles, but were they the second-best team? Are they better than the Chiefs? Are they better than the Buffalo Bills? Are they better than the Ravens, the team that beat them in the regular season? I mean, an argument could be made, I think, no matter which way you want to craft an argument, right? That's part of what we do around here. I like the Commanders. I think it's safe to say, right, that, I mean, if you just use logic, the Commanders making it to the NFC Championship game were at least on par with the Buffalo Bills, right? They lost a tight one in the AFC Championship game. Now, you'd say probably the Bills slightly better, but I don't know, pound for pound? Like, I take Josh Allen. Josh Allen, you give him the edge because he's got more experience than Jaden Daniels. Outside of left tackle and maybe depth of pass rush, I don't know if the Buffalo Bills are any better than the Washington Commanders, really anywhere.
Going with my gut, they feel strikingly similar.
Yes.
Like, both teams just feel...
I mean, you give them the edge at left tackle. Like, yeah, Deion Dawkins over Brandon Coleman.
Absolutely.
At running back, too. I mean, you got to give them the advantage, right? and then you give them the slightest of advantages, maybe not slightest, for Josh Allen, who's the MVP. And again, experience, cannon arm, athleticism, leadership, all of that's, I mean, no offense to Jaden, Josh Allen is just, I mean, he should be better.
Given
probably
the
is
7 years he's been in the league? Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. A slight, I mean, it's not like a different league or anything like that.
No, Jaden should have been in the MVP conversation this year, too.
But I think pound for pound, punch for punch, I don't think the Commanders and the Bills, depending on how you kind of break things down, I don't think they're, again, in a different, I don't think they're living on different streets.
I would have loved a third place game, if we're being honest.
Yeah, consolation prize.
Nice.
All right, let's see what you guys think. Do we have Andre back with us? Did you check in with him on the break? Or I just want to make sure that he's there before I go to him. He's there? Okay, let's get to Andre in Manassas, who we tried to get before the break. Andre, what's going on, pal? How are you?
Rooster, I apologize. And like Chad Deuce used to say, I made a man like you look ridiculous, and you cannot afford to be looking ridiculous. So I apologize.
I remember that. It's okay. I left you on hold for a while I was ranting and raving and yelling and whatnot. So we're cool. It's always good to hear from you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm actually, you know, I won last night. I actually kind of like you for some reason. Don't know exactly why. Maybe because I did see Philly twice and how dominant they looked like. I said, they're going to crush Kansas City. So I went on FanDuel and I got one of those odds was Philly plus +9. I took the bet and, you know,
Attaboy. So you got an alternative? You got an alternative spread or a teaser or which I guess is sort of
spread.
Similar? Okay.
Yeah, they provided an alternative spread. And, you know, I almost thought for some reason that these guys were going to win.
I wish I had your onions. I wish I would have had more conviction in my game pick because I had the Eagles, but I didn't think they would win by a blowout. I thought if they were going to win, it would probably be a very tight game, like 3-4 points, somewhere in there.
That defensive line, I mean, people always say, you know, defense wins championships, seeing what they did throughout the course of the year, seeing how they beat up on Buffalo, Baltimore, you know, for some reason, I just thought, you know, I mean, 9 out of 10 times I'm wrong, but this time I got it right. My question to you is a philosophical one in terms of how do you beat Philly moving forward? You know, I think a lot of people say in the draft and all that good stuff, or, you sign free agency, but I think a lot of people forget, for whatever reason, he did, he was able to secure 2 first-round picks the year they lost the Super Bowl, or the year after they lost the Super Bowl, and they were able to, and they were able to get another first-round pick, like in the top, 10 or 13 or something like that. And meanwhile, us as Commanders, yeah, we did very well, but all of a sudden, you know, we got like the 29th pick in the draft. So, I guess what I'm trying to say, with Jaden Daniels being who he is, realizing how, brutal, Philadelphia will be, or how nicely Philadelphia is set up to win for the next 4 or 5 years, do you take your time and build your draft? Do you go ahead and you sacrifice your 2 picks to get Myles Garrett? I know some kind of way it's going to be a combination of both, I presume. But
no, it's an interesting question because remember they've already surrendered a bunch of picks in the Lattimore deal, right? So you have to kind of really be careful here if you're going to surrender a bunch more in a Myles Garrett trade. And the more I think about this, A, I don't know if Cleveland actually is going to give in and trade Myles Garrett. B, there's going to be a lot of competition for Myles Garrett. You might be better off not making that trade ultimately in the long run and trying to see if either A, you could package 29 and I guess it's what, 6, it's 60? Yeah, I guess 29 and 60 and seeing if you could move up a little bit, or if you maybe trade out of the first round and get a couple of higher second round picks, that kind of thing, as the board shakes out. And that would be something you do on draft night or as you're on the clock. I think it's an interesting point because, again, they've already surrendered one of their third round picks, a fourth round pick, and a sixth round pick. They did get a fifth round pick back in the Lattimore deal. You got to be careful about how many trades. I know that assets can be used in different ways, but they've got to be used in different ways correctly. And I believe you would be using them correctly, but already we have a question, and already we have members of the media. I talked to them that said, Lattimore, you keep him for next year? And the answer always has been for me, yes. But there's already the jury is out on whether that was a good deal or not.
It's too soon. I mean, I still think you got to play him for at least one more year at the very least. And I think it's going to – you don't just forget football. But I'm very interested to see how they're going – how this year is going to break out. You know, people talk about, you know, bring back Chase and stuff like that in terms of –
yeah, I mean, we'll get into that. Real quickly, before I let you go, were they the second-best team based on how things shook out?
You know what? I don't think so. I don't think they could beat – Kansas City and the neutral field and the refs I don't think they could have done that. I think it would have probably been a high scoring game. And then I think ultimately it would have been some kind of like bum call by the refs. You know, we saw them display last night.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have been able to overcome it.
I hear you. Thanks, Andre. Good to hear from you, pal. Appreciate you. Sorry about the long wait. Let's get to Kells hanging out in Big D. What's up, Kells? How are you?
Yo, Rooster, what the deal, brother?
What's up, Kels? You safe?
I'm good. Nobody's killed me.
Well, that's because in Dallas they probably don't care. If you were in Philadelphia, they might come after
bro,
you, you know?
I wear my JD5 and my Nike Commander shoes all the time around here, and they don't say
they don't care
to me at all.
Yeah. Dallas is Dallas does not strike me as like the most ardent of sports. I mean, I know they're passionate.
It's not Philly.
Exactly. Like, they don't have the venom that Philadelphia has.
And I live like downtown. It's like cosmopolitan down here. Right. Nobody's from here anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I got you.
I do want to say that I agree with you as far as the whole Commanders versus KC thing. KC's on the downtick. Like, it's obvious. Like, look at Patrick Mahomes' face last night. Like, that looked horrible. We're on the uptick.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm taking the Commanders over those guys. Yup. And then there's our offseason. And I don't know. We have a big bag to spend. So, I don't know. Draft capital isn't looking that well because we're drafting low. But we can afford to get some good free agents. And Myles Garrett, I mean, if we can get him.
How much are you willing to pay for Myles Garrett is the question. Because, again, as we were just kind of talking about, you've already given up a third, a fourth, and a sixth for Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, and, like, I'm not a pro in this, but I do trust in Adam Peters, and I trust that he's not going to overpay for anyone. So, yeah, if we could get him for a reasonable price, let's get the guy. And, let's boost up the D. Let's pause. Let's get some guys on the offensive line to protect our guy, because we do have the guy.
Right.
And, I mean, I trust in the brain. Like they're doing the brain thing over there between Peters and our coach. Like, they're doing that thing right now as we speak.
All right. Gotcha, Kels. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Listen, right now, the Commanders right now, I'm trying to look at an updated list here. I think they have the first round, the second round, one of the two third rounds left. They're missing
a fourth.
Right. A third, a fourth. They got a fifth back. And I believe they have two seventh. Okay. So, right. Cause the sixth also went back from the Ridgeway deal back to New Orleans, and somehow they've gone from having 3/7 to 2/7, right?
Yeah, I get the list. We got the first round 29th pick,
right?
Second round 29th pick, third round Miami's 15th pick,
right?
Third, and then no,
because they traded as part of the Lattimore deal, is the worst of the the two third-round picks that they have, right? So right. That makes sense.
No fourth.
Right.
And then the ninth pick in the fifth round is right. The Saints.
Okay.
Sixth round, 29th pick, pick 207. Then seventh round, pick 238.
Okay.
And seventh round, pick 250.
So I'm looking at an old list. Okay, that's what it is.
Are you not hip to Tankathon?
Tankathon's
the real deal.
Yeah, no, I know Tankathon, but for whatever reason, I always forget. I just did a search for Google, Commanders draft picks 2025, and I picked up a Yahoo article, and I was looking at the wrong thing. So my fault on that. I should have known better. You're right. Tankathon is pretty good. But yeah, I mean, again, like people are going to, I always struggle with this, right? Like people are going to say, hey man, draft picks are assets. Again, you can draft players with them or you can trade them for established players. And I get that. But isn't part of the reason to having Adam Peters to not trade away all your draft picks?
It's true.
Right? And again, if you trade for Myles Garrett, if he's even available.
You trade for Deebo Samuel, which might be on the table.
Now, Deebo Samuel is going to cost you like...
I heard a fifth round pick.
Yeah, I was going to say a fourth or a fifth round pick.
Yeah.
Same thing for Cooper Kupp, right? That's different than Myles Garrett, right? So aren't you better off, theoretically, fixing or improving your football team by trading for Deebo Samuel or Cooper Kupp? A fourth or a fifth round pick. And again, right now you don't have a fourth round pick. So right now it would be
five,
like the fifth round pick or that
and maybe
or that
Mr.
third
Irrelevant.
Round pick, which probably would be too high for either. But let's just say the fifth round pick, right? And then signing a Josh Sweat or signing a Khalil Mack or signing Chase Young back or, you know, like not trading for Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Because you want to give the GM, who's really good at the draft, an opportunity to be really good at the draft.
Right.
I mean, as good as Adam Peters is, this just in, if he ain't got any picks, he can't be good.
Breaking news.
Right? This just in. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, and we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Stay with us. All right, in case you're curious, I just posted it again. I posted it last night. ESPN Bet has their next year's odds to win Super Bowl 60, not to make it, win. Commanders are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th off the board. The Eagles are not even the favorites at plus 700. The Ravens are the favorites at plus 650, tied with the Chiefs. I don't get how that happens.
Because they're due, Chris.
Whatever. The Bills are plus 700, along with the Eagles and the Lions. Then a big jump to the 49ers at plus 1,400. Again, don't get that. The Bengals at plus 1,600. That's a Joe Burrow special. Let's see what happens when they lose T. Higgins and still can't improve their defense. The Packers at plus 2,000 tied with the Commanders.
Ooh.
The Green Bay Packers and the Washington Commanders. Now, as everybody knows, these odds mean absolutely nothing. They have no inside information. Despite the perception that they do, they have none.
Not yet, anyway.
They won't later on either. Let's get to Paulie here before Jay Gruden joins us just after 3 o'clock to wrap up the season with the former head coach here. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Well, for the head to the W, man. What's good with you?
What's shaking, Paulie?
Ain't that much, man. Look, I think it's like, I wouldn't say we're the second best team. We're the second best team in our division. But I couldn't say we're the second best team in the league, man. That's like kind of like apples and oranges coming into next year. And at this point, it really don't matter if we finish the season as the second best team. You know, there was only one team that was happy, and that was Philadelphia last night. And I really think that, I don't know, it looked like Kansas City kind of sleptwalked. They wasn't ready to play. I mean, and it sure wasn't ready for the type of team that the Eagles were, man. You know what I mean? So I think they just got punched in the face. They got knocked out in the first round, in the first It was like Mike Tyson versus Michael Spinks out there, man. For all y'all of age, you know, seen that fight.
Oh, I remember that. 89, right? 1989, I want to say.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
But I say this, man. You know, our future is bright. But I'm with you, man. I ain't trying to just give up draft picks just to get one player because we're not one player away. We still building this thing up. You know, I mean, we had a lot of one-year guys on free agent deals. And like I said earlier today, I think that's going to be the new wave in the NFL, you know, where you see a lot of these players just signing one-year deals. And, you know, almost like in college with the NIL. But, yeah, man, we just got to get that O-line together, get the D-line together. I'm still keen on building through the draft because we want a team that's going to grow with Jaden. You know, not a bunch of older veteran guys where, you know, it's like Bobby Wagner, man. That's the guy that really gets me. This is the example of what I'm talking about. I mean, at any point, this dude could fall off the cliff. And last year, you know, it took him about 3 or 4 games before he got right. And we need to come out the gate. You know, we need to be 0-100 on game one. You know what I mean? We need to be at 100 moving forward on game one, not waiting for veterans, you know, waiting for the oil to loosen up their
ligaments and their joints. That's fair.
You know, so I want to see us keep building through the draft and making smart free agent signings. And, you know, if we can get away with a trade here and there, get a Luka trade or something like that, then, yeah, by all means, make the move. But I want to keep building that through the draft. And to me, that starts with the O-line and the D-line, man.
I think the blueprint is there, and speed, obviously, and athleticism on top of that. Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate you. I got to let you run. 258 and change. Jay Gruden coming up next right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.